three separate storms come through, very electrical and big winds, and it snapped a few trees off an area, olive trees at ground level, and a couple other trees, just branches broken out, whatever. Quite severe. But then Saturday night, well, Saturday was very hot and humid here, and it was about 7:30 Saturday night, it started to rain, and it came quite quickly. And I sat over our property here and the neighbours up here for over an hour. Yes, 96 mil we measured in the gauge, and that's a lot of rain in a short time up on a bit of a hill. So all that runoff ran down, of course, into the gullies, and when it did stop, it sounded like we were at the beach at the surf. You could just hear the water roaring down through the gullies. And
So, Greg Day, a bit of flash flooding then?
Oh, very much so, yes. It's gone from the hill here down on the flats and then spread out, and there's I've had reports from the neighbours around that there's some fencing there that's, you know, 20 metres wide, and it's just flat. In quite big areas of the water's flowing across what they call Greenview Road. It's a road that comes out of Wandai, and it's just gone straight over the top and just flattened fences. Taken, of course, a lot of trash and got on the fences, but I've got a new fence up, and I've still got the top wire there, but I've got trash on the top, on the very top barb, so that's just the height of the water that's going through.
Wow.
Even pull the stay post out of the corner.
Goodness, it's been very high then. Crop damage, are there crops in the region where you live?
At the moment, there's a lot of our blokes have been getting ground ready for planting. For sorghum and mung beans and things like that. There's a lot of fallow ground, but they've still got a bit of trash on from winter crops, so that will help a little bit with erosion. Yeah, the ones that are just planted, if they've planted mung beans or things like that, with much rain and now the heat, hope it doesn't spoil them. And that's if the seeds are still in the ground.
Yeah, that's right. What about livestock?
Livestock? Yeah, they're all okay. They're all okay. Of course, when fences are down, bulls like go and walk about.
Always a trouble. Well, have you got onto your insurance company about this? Will it be covered by insurance?
Fencing and stuff like that, I think we've just got to cop that. The neighbours will get together and we'll help each other and get the fences stood back up again. But we got hit by lightning and we've done a couple of pressure pumps and a couple of electric fence units. So talk to them about that sort of thing and see if we can get them replaced. It's been interesting ringing around, just, you know, like a kilometre and a half away, ringing the neighbour, seeing how much rain they've had. And they've had 4 mil and 7 mil and 15 mil and things like that.
Extremely narrow, really, then?
Extremely narrow. I drove into Wandai early Sunday morning, and where the water all from here goes, like into Dingo Creek, into the rest area, into Wandai, and there was a semi-trail there, B-double. And he must have pulled up there early Saturday night to have a sleep. And when I drove through there at 6 o'clock on Sunday morning, he had trash up to his hubs of his truck, all through the B-double, just all trash up against the wheels. And I thought he must have stopped there because of the flood water. Anyway, when I came back, he was awake and he was just getting out of the truck and he said, what happened here last night? He didn't know a thing about it.
He was basically in a houseboat. Dear me, that's lucky. Lucky, you know, nothing worse happened.
He won't have to wash his truck because it was pretty clean. The flash flooding was... It was quite intense. It's done a fair bit of damage down the flat.